Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 20th. Today's word is ethereal, spelled E-T-H-E-R-E-A-L. Ethereal is an adjective that means of or relating to the heavens. It can also mean lacking material substance, immaterial or intangible. It can also mean refined or delicate, or relating to, containing, or resembling a chemical ether. Here's the word used in a sentence from Surface by Barry Samaha. Like Howe's Omniverse, Van Herpen's finale piece used aluminum and stainless steel on the skeleton, covering it with a thin layer of feathers that ruffled, turning as if graced with gusts of wind. The penultimate look channeled the same ethereal vibe, featuring laser-cut strips of fabric that give the appearance of pulsating angel wings. If you're burning to know the history of the word ethereal, you're in the right spirit to fully understand that word's etymology. The ancient Greeks believed that the earth was composed of earth, air, fire, and water, but that the heavens and its denizens were made of a purer, less tangible substance known as either ether or quintessence. Ether was often described as an invisible light or fire, and its name derives from the Greek athine, a verb meaning to ignite or to blaze. When ethereal, the adjectival kin of ether, debuted in English in the 1500s, it referred to regions beyond the earth or anything that seemed to originate from there. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.